Once again, this is Jim Rau, your host, Gather the Outcast Radio Ministry. Just to give you a brief update, and we're in the dry season in here in Kenya. It's getting very warm and dry, and we had our maize harvest this last week, just a few days ago, and we had a very good harvest, so we're very thankful to the Lord for that. Some beautiful maize this year. And so we also had a good church service on Christmas Day on Saturday, and so we thanked the Lord for that. We gave out some sugar and some rice to the people, to the congregation, and people were very grateful and very thankful for that. And we are planning a crusade in Sabatia, a village about 30 kilometers here from Mumias. We're planning that the last weekend in January. And so if you would pray for that, we appreciate your support. You can make a contribution to that to help get the word out to the people of Sabatia. And also we have now 32 or 33 children in the children's home. And we are appreciating those who have supported the children. If you'd like to support a child in the children's home, you can do that at a rate of $50 per month. And so if you stay tuned for contact information at the end of this broadcast, you can find out how you can participate and be a supporter of not only this ministry, but God's kingdom as we move forward here in Africa. Well, today we're going to be talking about waiting on the Lord. And this is a big subject, and there's many, many passages of scripture in the Bible that talk about waiting on the Lord and what exactly is waiting on the Lord. Well, there's different viewpoints about it. Some people say wait in prayer and fasting, and some people say get about the Lord's business while you're waiting. And it's true that all of those are part of waiting on the Lord. And so you just have to wait on the Lord, so he gives you instruction on how to wait on the Lord. We have two people here in the second chapter of Luke, and this is part of the birth of Jesus, part of the story of the birth of the Christ child. And I'm going to just read a few verses before we jump into the message today. I'm going to just read a few verses from the second chapter of Luke regarding the birth of Jesus Christ. And starting in chapter 2, verse 10, the angel said to them, to the shepherds out in the field, the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which will be to all people. For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be the sign to you. You will find a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men." And so it was, when the angels had gone away from them into heaven, said to one another, "Let us now go to Bethlehem and see this thing which has come to pass, which the Lord has made known to us." And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. And when they had seen him, they made widely known the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all those who heard it marveled at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these and pondered them in her heart. And then the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen, as it was told to them. When 8 days were completed for the circumcision of the child, his name was called Jesus, the name given by the angel before he was conceived in the womb. Well, so that is the story in a nutshell. And so at the temple, at the end of 8 days, they took the Christ child into the temple for his circumcision, and his name was given as Jesus at that time. And so in the temple, when they walked in verse 25, we pick up this story of a man who was waiting for the appearance of the Christ child. And so from this comes the message, wait on the Lord, because this man had been waiting for a long time. The Bible doesn't say exactly how long he had been waiting, But it says in verse 25, "And behold, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon, and this man was just and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was upon him." Well, the consolation of Israel is the comforting of Israel, and Israel, the people, God's chosen people, were under the oppression or the heavy boot of the Roman Empire at that time, and they really didn't have their own land. Yes, they were in their own land, but they really didn't have control over it. They had a foreign army, a foreign oppressor that was over them in the land, and so as a result of that, they were looking for the consolation of Israel. They were looking for the comforting and the liberation of Israel. In fact, later on, some thought that Jesus Christ would be the leader of a great army that would lead Israel to liberation. But that was not the kingdom that he was of. That was not the kingdom that he was leading. And we know that now. And so we can be assured that there were some who were waiting in the spiritual realm, in the spiritual sense. They were waiting for this Christ child to come. Well, it had been revealed in verse 26, it had been revealed to Simeon by the Holy Spirit that he would not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. So he came into the temple by the Spirit. It says he came by the Spirit into the temple. In other words, he was led into the temple each day by the Holy Spirit. And on this particular day, when the parents brought in the child Jesus on his eighth day to do for him according to the custom of the law, he took the child Jesus up in his arms, and he blessed God and said, "Lord, you are now letting your servant depart in peace according to your word. For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared before the face of all peoples, a light to bring revelation to the Gentiles and the glory of your people Israel." Well, beloved, this man had been given special revelation of Jesus Christ. He had been given revelation that the Christ child would appear even before he died. And so he was stewarding this secret, you might say. He was nourishing this secret because he knew that God would be true to that promise to him that he would see the Christ child before he died. And so he went into the temple each day expecting to see the Christ child. And so I have this for you today. What are you expecting in the spirit realm in your life? What are you expecting from God in your life? Do you go to church with an expectation that you're going to have a revelation from God? Do you read God's word with an expectation that you're going to have a revelation from God? Do you go to the fellowship and expect that you're going to be lifted up, that the Lord is going to inhabit your praise? What is your expectation? What are you waiting for? And what is your expectation in the spiritual realm in your life? Well, this Simeon knew that Jesus Christ was the Savior of the world. It says here, "For my eyes have seen your salvation." And this is to bring a light to bring revelation to the Gentiles and the glory of your people Israel. Well, beloved, we thank God, those of us who have receive salvation, those of us who know Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. We thank God for that revelation to the Gentiles. We're not of the Jewish race. We're not of God's chosen people, the Jews, but we have been grafted in to the tree. We have been grafted in, and so we have salvation. We have that gift of salvation. Just as those who were of God's chosen people at time were the people of God, we are children of God, and we have been grafted in to that tree. And we now have the gift of salvation. And so I ask you today, are you waiting on the Lord in expectation for what God wants to do in your life? Are you waiting on the Lord in expectation for what God can do and what He will do if you come into agreement with His plan for your life. And so I ask you that today as a minister of the gospel, as a man who has been on both sides of that equation. There was a time when I was very lost and serving the devil, and I didn't know for certain about my salvation. I didn't know for sure where my faith lies, or even if I had faith. And so as a result of my questioning and my, you might say, my rebellious nature, I came to the end of myself, and I finally realized that the things that I had been taught when I was a child, the things that I had known from my childhood, that there was truth in those things. There was truth in a knowledge of Jesus Christ. There was truth in a knowledge of salvation. And so those things then I grabbed a hold of them for myself, for my own life. And beloved, if you are in a place today where you don't know for sure if you're saved, and you don't know for sure if your faith is in Jesus Christ, or if it's in a church, or if it's in some religion or some tradition or some habitual tradition that brings you no fulfillment and no power and no satisfaction, if you're in that place today, get down on your knees and ask the Lord Jesus Christ to show you His salvation. Just as He came in, as the babe came into the temple and appeared to Simeon, Simeon was expecting to see this child, and so he was not taken by surprise to have this child brought into the temple. He knew for certain when he saw this child that this was Jesus Christ. This was the promised one. And so if you are in expectation in your life, start to go to church with expectation that God is going to raise you up and God is going to reveal to you great and mighty things of which you do not know. Start to pray and be in expectation that God is going to answer your prayers, and you'll start to move forward in the kingdom, and you'll start to see doors open that no man can shut, and God will start to shut doors that no man can open. And start to go to the fellowship and be among the people, be among God's people as they seek and set about to do the work of God. And they set about in missions, they set about in Bible study, they set about just in fellowship and the joy of serving one another, the joy of encouraging one another, the joy of praying for one another. And so as you set about to do that, you will also see the salvation of the Lord, and it will be revealed to you as you go forward. Well, in verse 33, it says, Joseph and his mother, that is Mary, marveled at those things which were spoken of Jesus. And then Simeon blessed them and said to Mary his mother, Behold, this child is destined for the fall and rising of many in Israel, and for a sign which will be spoken against. Well, that came to pass for certain as you read through the four Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. We see that this child was destined for the fall and rising of many in Israel. Many people embraced Jesus Christ, but many were against him. The religious elite, the Sadducees, the Pharisees, those who just wanted to practice religion and keep the law. They never did get a revelation of the salvation of Jesus Christ. And so it is today. We have the same thing. Many people want to practice religion. They just like tradition. They like ritual, and they don't know about a relationship with Jesus Christ. And so Simeon said that this child is destined for the fall and the rising of many of in Israel. And we could say the same thing about the USA or any country today. Say the same about Kenya. We have many religions here in Kenya. We have many denominations. We have Islam. We have Hindu people. We have many people practicing their religion. And just the other day, I had a man ask me, because they were passing out foodstuffs at a mosque here in Kenya, and he said, what do you Christians do for the world? Here's the Muslims passing out food at the mosque. And I said, Look at all the hospitals. Look at all the clinics. Look at all the children's homes. Look at all the Bible schools and the churches here in Kenya. That is a result of the people that love the Lord Jesus Christ, wanting to take the message of love, the message of hope, the message of salvation to the country of Kenya and to the countries of Africa and all over the world. And so as a result of Simeon speaking over this child, Mary marveled, and it says here, Simeon said, "And this will also be a sign which will be spoken against." We know that is for sure true. You can talk about God with just about anybody. Everybody has some kind of a prayer to God. Everybody looks to God in certain situations. But when you start to talk about Jesus Christ and Jesus being the way to salvation, that his shed blood is the way to salvation, that his shed blood covers our sins, Jesus Christ himself said about himself, "I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no one comes to the Father but through me." That is John 14:6. Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no one comes to the Father but through me." And so many speak against Jesus, but he is the way. He is the sign that will be spoken against. Well, in verse 38, then we go on to the second person that was waiting for Jesus. And this is a lady named Anna, a very elderly lady. And it says in verse 36, "Now there was one Anna, a prophetess, the daughter of Phanuel of the tribe of Asher. She was of great age and lived with a husband 7 years from her virginity. And this woman was a widow of about 84 years, who did not depart from the temple, but served God with fastings and prayers night and day." So here we have a woman who is 84 years old, and she had been waiting on the Lord. It appears to be about 60 years she had been waiting on the Lord. And so she was fasting, she was praying, she wanted to see the Lord Jesus, and she had been given also, just like Simeon, she had been given some kind of revelation that she was going to see the Christ child. And so she was fasting and she was praying. And beloved, just as she is also fasting and praying, I would encourage you to spend some time waiting on the Lord in prayer and in fasting and in fellowship. Do the work that God has called you to do. Do the work that God has shown you that he wants you to do. Beloved, there is great blessing. Those that go out and speak for the kingdom, those that pray for the kingdom, those that encourage the kingdom, encourage kingdom people, there is great blessing for you. In fact, the Bible says that those that leave their business, leave their home, leave their farm, whatever, and go to do kingdom work, that you will receive 30, 60, and 100-fold blessing in this day and in the age to come, and with it persecutions. You're going to be persecuted because Jesus is a sign which will be spoken against. But beloved, the blessing to you is that 30, 60, and 100-fold blessing. And so verse 37 again, "This woman was a widow of 84 years, and she was serving God with fastings and praying night and day. And coming in that instant, she gave thanks to the Lord and spoke of him to all those who looked for redemption in Israel." And so again, just like Simeon, she recognized Jesus Christ when his parents brought him in to the temple, this 8-day-old baby. Can you imagine? This lady recognized Jesus Christ, and she spoke of him, spoke of Jesus, to all those who looked for redemption in Jerusalem. And so her 60 years or however many years that she prayed and fasted was rewarded that day. And I'm sure she was elated. I'm sure she felt fulfilled. And she spoke of this Christ child. She said, "This is him. This is the one that we have been told about. This is the one that the scriptures, the Old Testament scriptures, prophesied about." And last week we talked about the prophecies of the book of Isaiah, and he would be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Prince of Peace, and the government would never end. The government of Jesus Christ would never end. And so we praise God for those prophecies, and we praise God even more for the fulfillment of those prophecies. Well, I'm going to close today speaking about waiting on the Lord. I'm going to close today in Isaiah chapter 40. And turn back there in the Old Testament, Isaiah chapter 40, and I'm going to start in verse 28. And this is a famous passage of Scripture talking about waiting on the Lord. Isaiah says in verse 28, "Have you not known? Have you not heard? The everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth. He neither faints nor is weary. His understanding is unsearchable. He gives power to the weak, and to those who have no might, he increases strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But those who wait on the Lord," this is verse 31, "but those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They will mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint." And so those that wait on the Lord, this scripture says, Isaiah says, those who wait on the Lord, you will renew your strength, you will mount up with wings like eagles, and you shall run and not be weary, and you shall walk and not faint. Beloved, this world cannot give you strength. This world just takes your strength. It beats us down with sickness. It beats us down with chaos. It beats us down with bad news every day. It beats us down. We just get depressed. We get in despair. We get hopeless. But I tell you, when you wait on the Lord, when you stay in prayer and you stay in fellowship and you stay in studying God's word, when you wait on the Lord and you don't move until God says move, in terms of kingdom pursuits, and when you wait on the Lord, you will renew your strength. You will run, and you will not be weary, and you will walk, and you will not faint, and you will mount up with wings of eagles. And we all know the eagles fly very high, and they fly higher than just about any bird. I was up on top of Long's Peak one time out near Estes Park in Rocky Mountain National Park. I was up on top of Long's Peak at over 14,000 feet elevation, sitting and resting, getting ready to go on up on the peak, and an eagle flew over the top of me, way up there, over 14,000 feet high. And so the eagle flies high. Beloved, that is what God wants for you. And when you wait on the Lord, God will open up doors for you. He will encourage you. He will give you strength. Get your eyes off of the local news. And I know that's hard to do this day and age because there's so much going on. But get your eyes on the Lord Jesus. Wait on him in fasting. Wait on him in prayer. Wait on him in fellowship. And he will renew your strength. And you can mount up with wings of eagles. You can fly high, beloved. And you can do kingdom pursuits. You can accomplish exploits for the kingdom of God. And when you get to heaven, the Lord will say, "Well done, my good and faithful servant. Come in, I have prepared a place for you." And don't we all want to hear that? Beloved, if you don't know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, I would encourage you to get down on your knees. Just ask the Lord to reveal himself to you, just like Simeon did. He was praying, "Reveal the Lord to me. Reveal the consolation of Israel to me." And God answered his prayer. If you would do that, just get down on your knees. Say, "Lord, show yourself to me. I want to know about your salvation. Show yourself to me." And God will be faithful and true, and he will answer your prayer, and he will show himself to you, and you can know the face of Jesus Christ. You can know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior also. Well, if you make a decision to accept the Lord Jesus today, let me know, pureprairie@hotmail.com. This would be a great time to do it, the Christmas season, the time we celebrate Jesus' birth, and this would be a great time to say yes to Jesus. Let me know if you make that decision. We'll get you some information into your hand, some literature into your hand to help you on your Christian walk. Thank you again for listening. God bless you as we get ready to move into a new year. I appreciate all of you listening. I thank you for your prayers, for your support, and we love you. We love to bring these messages to you. If you would want to help support us here in Africa, helping with the children's home and with the crusades that we're planning here in Africa, stay tuned for contact information. There's a way that you can come alongside this ministry and help promote the kingdom here in Africa. God bless you. Thank you again for listening. Stay tuned for contact information coming up at the end of this broadcast. Tune in again next week. Have a good week.